Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At 8:46, 14 till 9, we're going to be here through 4 o'clock. Scoot will be at least. Newell takes over at 10. J.P. Morrell joins us now, New Orleans City Council member at large. Congratulations, J.P., on the victory.
Thank you.
Hey, let's talk about this budget thing, because I had Ronald Surpass earlier, and he was saying, I'm confused as to how the whole thing works. When did you guys become aware of this budget shortage or the deficit or what, however you want to say, and this is about fiscal year 25 or 26? What do we take me through this, please?
The deficit's fiscal year 24. It's actually last year. Sorry, 25. Okay. The budget that ended, we did the 25 budget at the end of 24. We were made aware of the deficit when the mayor backed out of the school board deal saying that we had a budget shortfall, and it was fully revealed at the February meeting, where we had the meeting regarding how and why the mayor had unwound the school board settlement. I didn't get
so
to hear
you've known
your
about
show.
This for a well, but that's okay. Well, you've known about this for a long time, almost, right?
We were told in February, because at the time in February when the meeting was revealed, the CAO said it's fine, we're going to figure out, and the CFO said it's the apocalypse. We began our process of trying to cut more spending, which was for us dealing mostly with travel and with not approving additional positions. What came out over the course of months as we continually, particularly Joe DeRusso, hammered the CAO, because cuts are done typically, Tommy, by the executive branch. Once the council passes the budget, under the charter, we don't have the ability to go in and make individual cuts by departments. We can withhold in individual spending, but cuts are done by governors, by presidents, and by the cutting plan is done by the executive. We continue to scroll back and not authorize new spending. The issue is, and this was really disappointing because Mr. Surpass knows better, what happened over the last couple of years is that the police department over budgeted because they were trying to fill positions they could not fill. What we found in our analysis right now is that what they were doing is when they didn't fill the positions, they would have overtime, take the money from the overfilled positions, and backfill the overtime. What happened last year with CAO Montano for 2025, he no longer budgeted for the positions they were never going to fill. So the department didn't have a cushion anymore, and it continued to overspend on overtime with no cushion. Now, mind you, we knew in February that there was a deficit, largely because we had some under collection that came out in revenue estimate because Taylor Swift did not twirl Taylor Swift like we thought she would, but B, because there was the terrorist attack on January 1st and overtime spending had gone up. Now, mind you, what we didn't know at that time till February was back to Taylor Swift, they've been overspending on overtime. Here's the real big question we have today. Even in February, when we were aware there was an issue, the administration didn't curb overtime spending by NOPD, which is why the deficits continued to grow. So the issue is there is definitively a spending problem in the administration when it comes to police overtime that they have not curbed. They did not curb that until Joe Threat came in as the new CAO and said, hold up, we're curbing spending. As you recall, in February, when I asked the CFO whether or not we should go into austerity, and she said we should, that is when I froze all spending on travel, and the administration sued us to reopen it. So we've been aware of the deficit since February. We were told by the CAO that it could be absorbed through cuts and through reduced spending. However, as time went on and as Councilmember Geruso dug in more and more into it, we realized two things. One, they were not curbing spending. And two, they had no plan for cuts, which is why, fast forwarding to now, we have been working on our own cut plan because the administration never produced one.
So when you find out that there's, and I'm just trying to understand the way all this works, because I'm no J.P. Morrell, right? So when you find out in February that there is a deficit, then you can withhold money, or you can't because it's already budgeted? What can a council do?
What the council can do is, for example, when the administration kept asking for additional positions, Councilman Geruso stopped moving them forward to a vote because we didn't have a plan on how to address the deficit. What we were told repeatedly at meetings with Mr. Montano was, we have an internal plan. This will not result in a reduction of services or reduction of positions. So what we did from our part is that when they asked for new money to be spent, the budget committee said, nope, we're going to pause till we get your plan. They never produced a plan. The other thing we did is we froze travel because, Tommy, when the first thing you do when you can't pay your bills at home is not go to Disney World.
Yeah, it's true. Ideally. Let me take a break, JP. We're going to pick it up. We come back here because I want to talk about what happened yesterday. I want to talk about this pending audit, okay?
Alrighty.
All right, 852, 8 till 9, J.P. Morrell, our guest. We're live at the People's Health Medicare Center.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
3017 Vets, come on out. It's the first day of open enrollment. Right now we pause for traffic on WWL. All right, 8:57, real quick, back to J.P. Morrell, Tommy Tucker, WWL. J.P., I want to move on to short-term rentals, but the budget hearings continue. This is Mayor Cantrell's budget. Mayor Moreno takes over in January. So what happens if you guys... I mean, you. If the mayor doesn't like the budget, you approve the current mayor. How does that affect the future mayor?
Well, first off, so the budget has to be done in concert. The budget for next year has to be done in concert with the current council and the current mayor, but it will be the budget that the next mayor inherits. So the first step we're doing simultaneously is trying to create next year's budget, which will have $200 million less in federal spending, and it will have $20 million less in revenue. So it's going to be a budget that operates with a minimum of a $20 million structural deficit with $200 million in lesser federal spending. So Mayor Moreno will inherit a budget with a deficit versus Mayor Cantrell, who inherited a budget with a surplus. As far as the 2025 budget, we have to resolve the 2025 budget simultaneously because we have to balance 2025 so that deficit doesn't carry over to 2026. So we're kind of doing both things simultaneously, which is
all right. Let me talk to you about short-term rentals.
Okay.
No, tell me about short-term rentals. What's going on?
We had a recent hearing on our first case that was filed, the 2019 short-term rental regs. It was a follow-up. It's called Hignell. It was the Fifth Circuit. We won almost everything. The only thing that changed, which is going to be challenging, is that we had only allowed people who are natural persons to be allowed to pull a short-term rental permit. One key area where the short-term rental Airbnb proponents won is that we cannot block LLCs and corporations from applying for short-term rental permits. That's a minor loss because all the caps we have in place and platform accountability that control the number of short-term rentals are all upheld and in place. But it means that in the future, when people are applying to the lottery potentially to get a short-term rental permit, people will be competing against LLCs and corporations for those few short-term rental permits.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.